The Spanish government yesterday declassified intelligence reports on the deadly train bombings. The government had been accused of being too quick to put the blame for the massacre on the Basque separatist group ETA, charges that the Popular Party government manipulated information helped the opposition Socialist Party to a surprise win in Sunday's elections. NPR's René Montaigne spoke to the deputy editor of the newspaper El Mundo.
El Mundo editor Victor de la Serna says that the government released five documents previously classified from the police and the forensic and intelligence services. The information spans 4 days from the bombings on Thursday to the elections on Sunday. It was during this time that the outgoing Popular Party government is accused of having concealed information pointing to Al-Qaeda. An Al-Qaeda link would have been politically embarrassing given the government's support of the war in Iraq. One of the most damning accusations, says Victor de la Serna, involved the discovery of a tape with verses from the Quran found in an abandoned van filled with detonators.
The Spanish government has been accused by some socialists of already knowing that they had this tape when the interior minister said that everything pointed to ETA on the very morning of the bombings. Actually, the tape was only found after 3:30 p.m., One of the strong allegations was that the government kept insisting on the day of the bombings, the next morning, that the main suspect was ETA, when the Spanish intelligence service was telling them that it was not. And the reports by the intelligence service saying the contrary, saying that they, like most other intelligence services in the Western world, thought at the beginning that basically the main suspect was ETA because of all the circumstances around the bombing. Basically, the documents debunk the notion that the government knowingly gave false information on the authorship and the responsibility for the bombing.
Is there anything in the documents that in any way makes a positive case for ETA having been the bomber?
Nobody ever said that it was a positive proof that ETA. What the government was trying to do was not to prove that ETA did it, because that may very well not be the fact. They're just defending themselves from accusations that by pointing the finger early at ETA, they were misleading people. They say they were not, and indeed all the known facts were basically known to all Spanish voters, and they could decide for their own on Sunday, really, on what was available then.
What good does it do the outgoing Popular Party to do this sort of damage control now?
Well, they're not outgoing. There was a parliamentary election. They won 148 seats to the 164 by the Socialists, so they're going to be close in numbers in Parliament. They're going to be a very active opposition, and they want to start with a clean slate. They don't want to carry that heavy burden of having been accused of trying to falsify an election which they lost.
Speaking from Madrid, Victor de la Serna, deputy editor of El Mundo, I'm René Montaigne, NPR News.